Having previously discussed Shehi and Tafsara, we're going to finish up the triumvirate of Bishul-related Isurei Derabanan with Hatmana. I begin with a confession that the Hatmana Sugyas I never learned from a Rebbe, meaning I learned just about all of Malacha Shabbos and Shir from Rebbe Willig over three summers. Summer of 95 in camp, we did Bishul and Shiach Zara. In the summer of 2000-2001, we did Malachos. Ella was early in the summer of 96 was. Ella was early in the summer of 96. I was going to Eretz Yisrael, so I wasn't there the last two weeks of camp. And he must have given Shira and Hatmana at the end. And then when he did Bishul for fourth year, he didn't talk about it either. So I don't have Nisara and Hatmana other than things that I've asked and picked up. But hopefully the presentation will still be okay. The fourth parak is a parak of Emet Tomnin, but the real sugi to start us off to understand the basis of and the very broad parameters of Hatmana is the Gemara Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of the Amud, this is coming off the Mishnah there, talking about what activities are permissible and prohibited bein hashmashos. So the Mishnah there has that Tomnin Esachamin Ben Ashmasha. Says the Gemara, three lines in the bottom, Rava, Mimneima Amru, Ein Tomnin Bedavar She'eno Mosif Hevel Mishecha Shecha. So you're not allowed to engage in Hatmana. You're not allowed to insulate something on Shabbos Mishecha Shecha, even if it's a davar she'eino mosif hevel, even if the insulation is not going to add to the heat, it's just going to be ma'amid hevel, it's going to preserve the heat, but it's not going to add to the heat, that's still usher on Shabbos mishech ha'shecha. What's the reason for this isser of hatmana? Gzeira shema yarsiach. What does that mean, gzeira shema yarsiach? So this is a major machlokas rishon. Rashi writes, Mishach Hashecha, Kidatanab Masnisin, the Tomnin Esachamin, Time of the Savich Hashecha, Havadi Hashecha in Tomnin. So Arma should tell you, Ben Hashmoshos, because of Safik, you're allowed to do Atmana, but once the Shabbos, you're not. What Atmana are we talking about? The Stama Atmana, the Davisha Eino Mosif Heva. Stama Atmana, which is the context of our Mishnah Gvar presumed, it's talking about Naman on the Davar She'eino Mosif Hevel, something that's not going to add to the heat. The Ilu B'davar Mosif Hevel, Afilu Mibo Yomaser. If it was something that is Mosif Hevel that adds to the heat, then it's even Aser and Erev Shabbos, so you can't entertain a Heter Beit HaShmashos. Tanan Perek Dalet, Ein Tom, Lelov, Gafetz, etc. The opening mission of the Met Tom, then Zer Shema, Yimsa Kidei Raso. Fine. So what's the concern over here? Why is it that even if it's Mamid Hevel, it's not Mosif Hevel, you're still in Isra Mana Mishach HaShecha Friday night? Zera Shema Yimsa Kidei Raso Shenitztanana Kishayir Salat Mina. Maybe you'll find you're coming to insulate the Kedera so that it'll retain its heat, and you'll discover that it's too late. It already cooled off. The Yarsi Chena Trila. And you're going to heat it up, lechachila, proactively. The nimsa mevashel b'shabbos. The concern is, you're going to come to do atmana. It'll turn out that the pot is going to be too cold, and then you'll end up actually doing bishul in order to heat up the pot. So that's why there's an issur derabanan of hatmana, even bedavar she'eino mosif hevel, even if it's only mamid hevel. So if that's the case, if it's the case that the Isser of Hatmana on Shabbos B'davar HaMamid Hevel is Mishum Bishul, then you'd expect to conclude that the Isser of Hatmana only applies where there's a possibility of Bishul. So in a case where we'd invoke a Bishul Archa Bishul, whatever your Bishul Archa Bishul parameters are, you'd expect that there should be no Isser Hatmana B'davar HaMamid Hevel if that food item is not subject to subsequent bishul. So at least if it's espasha kol tzarcho and davar yavesh, you would expect to find no iser of hatmana. Right? So we find that we showed him say otherwise, that there is in fact an iser hatmana, even medavar she'ena mosif hevel, even on something that's nisbashel ko tzarcha. For example, Rashba writes on daf nem amud beis. This is the Rashba that we saw last time about the pandish heter, but the Rashba contrasts the heter of pandish as far as hakzara with a hatmana problem. Even though there's a heter of putting the pandish where it's already in this bashel called sarcho near the flame or near the fire on Shabbos or Kenegad Amadura, but the Rashba says hatmana, that's still going to be aser. Taha near an advarim, sha'asir lahamim mishecha shecha, afilu tafshil shenispashel kol tzarcho, that one Shabbos comes, there's an iser hadmana, even on a tafshil shenispashel kol tzarcho. Afilu bedavar she'eino mosif. So even davar she'eino mosif hevel, even ispashel kol tzarcho, there still will be an iser of hadmana. How do we know that? The Bepirkin, the Bemet Tomnin, Ubame Ein Tomnin, Bistam, Tafshilin Shanoi, Loshna Gilamacha Bendusai, Loshna Koshi Gilamacha Bendusai. Again, this is the Rashba who holds that Macha Bendusai is a cutoff. But the Rashba says there's no indication in the Mishnais and Bemet Tomnin of any distinction between the Spashal Kotzarcho or Lona Spashal Kotzarcho. The Mishnais tell you it's an Isra Atmana across the board. Right, Loshna Gilamachab and Desai, Loshna Gilamachab and Desai, Loshna Zvashal Kotzarcho, Obeim and Stamak Vyafalo, Obeim and Stamak Varelo. That there are no carve-outs when it comes to the Ithra Atmana, the Mishnais and Metomnin, even if something is Nisvashal Kotzarcho, even if it's Mistame Vyralo, there still would be an Isser Hatmana, even Vidavar She'eno Mosef Hevel. I mean, the fliga b'perik and the hachab, the elin mili b'inyan shiyoi. The fliga b'huat gabay atmana, shmamina, losh the hachab, losh the hachab, ala ala maser. So when it comes to shiya, we do find chilukin between mistamik v'yafala, mistamik v'ralo, nisbasha kotsar, ala nisbasha kotsar. When it comes to atmana, no such chilukin. So you see that atmana is aser across the board, even in the best case scenario of nisbasha kotsar, mistamik v'ralo, atmana still aser even bedavar. She'eino mosif hevel. So says the Rashba. And even the Bali Tosfos that argue as to the scope of the Isser Hatmana by Kedera Chaisa and Nisbashu Kotzako. Take a look at the opening Tosfos, Perek B'me Tomdin, Memzayin Amid Beis. So the opening Mishnah tells you what materials constitute a violation of Atmana if you were to line your keder with these materials. So Tosfos writes, Perish Rabbeinu Yosef, Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, Demai Rabbishel V'lo Bishel, Aval Keder HaChaisa U'Bashel Shrinan Perakama. The Hatter of Keder HaChaisa, according to the Rashbam, applies to Atmana as well. Right, we saw Keder HaChaisa explicitly in the context of Shehiya. The Gemara there talks about it. The Gemara there discusses a mana angle as well. The Rashbam assumes that the din of Kedera Chais applies to Hatmana also. That once you have something that is no way going to get cooked tonight, there's no Hatmana restriction. The Islam, the Okma, Masnisen, the Stam Kederos, Shehen Muvushal, and Ben Ashmashos. Without qualification. The ode, the mistama iri masnisen, dumi de masnisen, de kira, de mari vivisha kamacham and desai. So, number one, there's no qualification. Number two, the mishnais metomnin come on the heels of the mishnais and parakira. In the mishnais and parakira, there's a distinction between lo nisbashu kamacham and desai, nisbashu kamacham and desai, at least according to Hananya. So, that same distinction should apply. The mistama ari masis and doing the masis in the kira the mairi bibishal kamacha ben drusai. Yeah, what's his raya there?
Second raya, the point of how it's supposed to be moved in Mishnah.
Again?
Is there just a second raya to the point about how we should be invoking the Mishnah? It has to be talking about Kedarish and Rishalos, right? One, just because that makes sense to Stam, and two, because that would fit with the way we understood the Mishnah's compared here.
That just as the Mishnah beginning of Kira is talking about where is this Vashko Machal Ben Yusai, and then according to the Chamim, even if it's already in this bashel, Kamal Chabin Jusai, there's still a Isser of Shehiya for Kol Shekhen Achzara. So to the Mishnah here, she was saying what?
We're just talking about a Kedir, which is already in
the
Rishal,
Kamal Chabin Jusai, and not Kedir Chais. The Rashbam is saying that Kedir Chais isn't subject to Isser at Mana. So how is this a rye against the Rashbam?
Sort of sounds like both points attack the idea of the Rashbam that it's talking about Kedir for Bashir or low Bashir.
And not on Kedir Chaisa.
Yeah, I understand that. Meaning the Rashbam's point is that it's talking about Bashir or low Bashir, Mashma Kedir Chaisa not. So if you say that it's talking about fully Bashir and not partial, that should still be Mashma Kedir Chaisa not.
Right, or it could be Mashma, right?
Mm-hmm. So that should really help. Mm-hmm. That applies to both points, isn't it? What's behind him?
What's Tosus's Raya, Reinatan's Raya against the Rashbam from our Mishnah?
Oh, well, Tosus, I have a friend of points out then. The first few lines of the Ramasal Khamin and Tavshel on the bottom of the base goes through it.
The first few lines of what?
On the Ramasal Khamin and Tavshel.
Where's that first
one? On Lamed Lamed and Base.
Nearly read the stam chamin of tashel hainu a few low bashel klipsarcho ela kamacham and jusai dogi mogi masisin hachsir tanavi masisin chanan the shari chamin of tashel hashel gada kirach vishen ufa hilo bashel klipsarcho look rabbanon yamai dil masisin lafi look rabbanon masisin chamin of tashel bashel klipsarcho stam chamin of tashel kamacham and jusai nami mashmu. So how does that disprove the suggestion that there's no restriction of Atmana on a Kedir Chaisa?
No, I'm saying that the Mishnah is only referring to this middle category, Bashel or Bashel, but if it's raw, or if it's Machal Ben Drusai, then it doesn't apply. We see that the Stam Mishnah is even referring to Machal Ben Drusai.
So if that's the case, then you still could have said that Kedir Chais is excluded for another reason. But Tosa just saying here that the fact that you're expanding the scope of the Mishnah in one direction means that you can't prove that you can't expand into the other direction?
Yeah, I mean, unless there's some reason to say why Machal Ben Drusai would not apply.
Maybe there's a Svara, there may be a Svara why it would apply to the Kedir Chaisa, But in terms of the Mishnah itself, if you're excluding, why aren't you telling me that the Mishnah isn't excluding Basha Labishal, then you have no raya that it should be excluding Der Chaisir. Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you. But that wasn't why I was interested in the next line of Tosis. I just got us stuck for a moment. Okay. So then Tosis says, Vinila Benetam, Sheesh Lechalek Bein Hasha Latmana. Devadi lahashos mutter kishu machal ben dusai she'ein chitoy ma'at mo'ilo sherim begulahu v'shala be'avira. So it makes sense when it comes to shehia that there, if it's nisbashu kamachal ben dusai, then it's understandable why there would not be an Isser Shehiya, because at that point, if it's ready edible, being Mechad B'Chol is not going to help you that much. And we'll come back to some of the details in this formulation a little bit later. Avalatmana she'osin l'tzarach machar fuhum mutman yeshlacho shema yechate. However, when it comes to atmana, so then we're concerned across the board that you may come to be mechate, shema'at chitoy mo'olo litapes chomo, the gazu lahatmin v'chol davar mosif hevel, gzeir shema yatmin beremetz v'yachate. And there we are choshesh that maybe you may come to be mechate regardless of the bishul status of the davar hamutman. So this is talking about, this machlok with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll get back to this more detail a little bit later on. This is talking about hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel, and we'll see the Giras Lefaneinu asks hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel because of Shema Yamin Beremetz, the Shema Yechata, which we'll get to. But now we're still just focused on hatmana bedavar she'ena mosif hevel, which Rashi said was because of Bishul. And we noted that that would lead you to assume that there's no Isser Hatmana B'davar HaMamid Hevel She'ena Mosif Hevel for something not subject to Bishul. So go to the Rashba, who's Mefurish not the way. And here, even though you have a Machlokas Bali Tosos, whether the Isser of Hatmana applies across the board, regardless of Bishul status, this is in the context of B'davar HaMosif Hevel. But Mishabura quotes in Sukkot Lamed Hey from the Pima Gadim, Rishon Zayin Lamed Hey, that when it comes to Davar Ha Mamid Hevel, then everyone should agree that Haman is Aser, even Bedarishin is Basho Kotzarko, Mitzdamek Virello. So says the Mishabura in Sukkot Lamed Hey, quoting from the Pima Gadim, Eish Alavram Sivkatan Tess Zion. So this...
What was the Rashba talking about?
The Rashba was talking Bein B'Mosif Havel, Bein B'Mamid Havel.
This would be a Chumrah of Mamid Havel?
This would be a chumrah of Mamid Hevel, according to the Rashba. That even if you'll be mekel on a Kedei Rechaisa, or even if you make on something that is basho called Tzarcho, B'davar HaMosif Hevel, but on Shabbos, where it's also even before Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself, B'davar HaMamid Hevel would be Aser Bat Mana, even if it is Nisbasho called Tzarcho. So this consideration in Rashi, if the concern is one of Bishul, so how is it that Atmana is potentially us or across the board, even we're not subject to Bishul? So this leads, and this is one of the rayas that the Rush has, which we saw b'shaito, why the Rush thinks that Rashi is of the more restrictive camp in terms of bishul achar bishul. So take a look again at the Rush in Perek Gimel Simen Yud Aleph. Simen Yud Aleph. The Rush writes, Rashi Pirish Le'el, Gzeira Shema Yartiach Kedera Shenitztanana, Kishayirtzalat Mina, Yartzichana Betchila Bu'orvid, and some of Asha B'Shabbos. That's the Rashi we just saw. Uparich. So now the Gemara asks the next line, so just keep your finger there on the Rush and go back to our Gemara Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara says, Ihachi. So that's the case that we're worried if you're going to be mamim b'davar ha-mamid hevel on Shabbos, you may come lahar siyach, which Rashi understood meant you may come to be mevashel. So why army goes it during bein hashmoshes as well? Amrlei stam kederos rosh hosfein. Stam kederos during bein hashmoshes are hot enough, says Rashi. Shesamach lebein hashmoshes huma agvira me'el or v'lak alamechos l'shem nistana b'yartichan. Rashi's concern is maybe you'll come to be Matmin and you'll see the pot cooled off and then you'll come to be Mavasha. But Ben Hashmashos, the pot's still hot because you're getting everything ready right before Shabbos. It's only Ben Hashmashos. So we're not worried that you're going to find the cold pot because Stam Kederos during Ben Hashmashos are hot. It says the Rush. Uparach Yachi Ben Hashmashos Na'ami Nixer, the Hashvus Ma'al Yahave, the Ikazeris Issa Deraisa. So what's driving the Gemara's question, says the Rush, is that any Xera other Nisa Deraisa, we aser Ben Hashmashas as well. The only Heterim Ben Hashmashas are pure Derabanans. That's the subject of the Mishnah Lamed Aleph. But if this is Xera other Deraisa, then it should be aser Ben Hashmashas as well. So I'm just skipping his side point. Actually, I'm not going to say that. V'chein le'el, perakama gaba yorakura, deparech v'lo negis. So there the Gemara in the yorakura, Gemara asks, even if it's not ala esh, aren't you violating hagasa? Uperish rashi, ubimifushol, have bishol, neither abana. Rashi there writes in the Kedera yorakura Gemara, that if it's something that's already mevushal, there's still bishal. Lamanu, sha'af betashal shenispashal, then it's tanein, shayach be bishal, kevin sheyesh bo mashka. Let's talk about where there's a dabar lach, and by dabar lach, yesh bishal achar bishal. V'hadar mina kosh b'vachav l'fnei ha-shabbos, charnas b'vacham ha-shabbos, that's the Davar Yavesh, right? So that's a curious line in Rashi and Daf Yuches, that Mevushal Havei Bishal. And the Rashi explains that that's talking about a Davar Lach. A Davar Lach, Yesh Bishal, Achar Bishal. So the Rashi essentially understands that the concern Rashi expresses here of Shema Yarsiach is limited to a davar lach, which would be subject to bishul achar bishul. But you get the impression from the Rush that the Rush would say for Rashi that in a chanami, if you have a davar yavesh and it's bashul kol tzarcho, then it would not be subject to an iser hatmana, the davar hamamid hevel. Because it doesn't make sense that if we're only concerned about Bishol, that Xavier should extend to a situation where, in the worst case scenario, Bishol wouldn't be possible anyway. That's how the Rush seems to understand Rashi in economy. According to Rashi, Hatman of Adar Shayna Mosef Havel will not be a universalist. The Ritva and Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph quotes the same Mahalach as the Rush. To deal with Rashi. And then he rejects that. He says, "Vanochem ve'enai, the hasam who al yidei ha'or mamish demetzi kimavashel." That the reason there is an iser hatmana, even b'davar she'ena mosif hevel, is because you're talking about hatmana that's al ha'or mamish. You have the food item on the flame, and then you're insulating it while it's situated al ha'or, and that's maxi kimavashel. So the Gemara's concern, according to this line of the Ritva, is that if you have a davar, your matin b'davar she'ena mosif hevel, we're worried shema yarsiach, it may come to heat up, or you may come to heat it up. So the Ritva sounds like that's a code word for Maxi Kimavasha. Then if you look at the Rush itself, the Rush seems to have another Mahalif. We just read Simon Yud Aleph explaining Rashi, but just go back to the end of Simon Yud, we quote the Gemara, our Gemara, and the Rush writes, Ulamai de Parshina and the Lo Shayah Bishop of Tavshin is Basho. Lo Tiksha had the Renal Album Mamalik and they told him the Darvishena Mosaf Helmi Shakashek Hashem Xerishem Yosiach. Why is that a problem if it's not subject to Bishop? What's the concern? Hasam Lamish and Bishop Elamishum Shemayachate. Again, Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Shema Yosiach and Hotim Basho. It means Shema Yachate. And the reason it uses the lashon of harsacha as opposed to chitoy is because that's the language that makes more sense in the context of hatmana. It's if you're focusing on the coal, so then you're going to focus on shemichat. If you're focusing on the insulation, so then you're going to focus on the heating up, but in a chanami, the particular action we're concerned about is an action of shemiyachata, not an action of bishul.
But there's no bishul, and
how is the relevant? That's what we discussed previously. The shemiyachata is a concern of havara, not just the bishul. That's why the Shem Yechat, even by Davish and his Bashel Kotzarcho, because there may be Havara or Havara and Kiboy, and Gemara and Pisces, Yates. So Shem Yechat is not only a Bishul consideration.
How can this possibly be Havara? Sure.
So we're worried that the heating source may dissipate, and you're going to be Mechat to the Becholin. And he's saying here's also Shem Yechat. Shem Yechat is a chashash of Havara.
Wait, so then why is the lashon more appropriate for Devar Hatmana or Yartiyah? At the end of the day, the concern that we're talking about is the same action.
I think the Rashi is saying in a chanami, just when we're, if you're heating up food, if your focus is keeping, let's say in a Shahiya context, your focus is putting a pot on the coals, so then the way we express what you may come to do is that you're going to stoke the coals. Here your focus isn't the keeping the pot on the coals for the sake of cooking it or preserve or keeping the bishul process going or even post bishul. Here we're concerned about your focus is on insulating, which is preserving the heat. So then we use a formulation of harsacha, which focuses on the heat, not on the b'chalor. I think that's what he's saying. But in a chanami, it's really all the same. So basically, what the Rishonim we're dealing with here is Shema, the lashon of Harsacha is a little bit strange in context. So Rashi may take the most literal understanding of Shemar Yarsiach, which is Shemar Yabashel, and the other Rishon Rabbadar, that if you're going to say Shemar Yabashel, that should restrict the application of Atmana. So either you say something like the Ritva, that it's a code word for Mefzikim Yabashel, or the Rosh, that it's a code word for Shemar Yachate Degachal. Okay? Either way, that's a concern. Even if you're only Mamed Hevel, you're not increasing the heat through your insulation, but you're preserving the heat enough in and of itself causes a potential concern. Either that when you're coming to insulate, you may see that it's called the Mimuvashel, or you may see that the flame went down, it'll be Mechata, or the act that you do itself is a Mechata Mimuvashel. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on, Amar Rava, Bimnei Ma'amru Ein Tom Nimidavar Hamosif Hevel, Bafil Mibodom. So we first established that if it's Mamed Hevel, it's only Asar and Shabbos. If it's Mosif Hevel, if you're going to insulate something in a way that's going to increase the heat, not just preserve the heat, that's going to be Asar even on Erev Shabbos. Zera Shema Yatmin Beremetz Sheyesh Bagachalas. Lest you come to insulate in remets that has coals. What's remets? Rashi. Efer hamu'ura begachalim. Remets sheish begachalim means efer hamu'ura begachalim. So you may come to insulate with some kind of ashes that are mixed with the gachalim. Amalei abayi v'yamin, so what? Big deal. It's Erev Shabbos. You can do anything Erev Shabbos. Zeh Rashema yichata begachalim. Rashi. Misha Hashecha Sheba Levashel Hakadera Shelo Bishla Kotsarcha. The gods are after Bishla Kotsarcha Ashiagrof O Shayikta. Now we're concerned that you may come to be Mechatab Gacholim once Shabbos begins. If you're going to insulate Bedavar Ha Mamid Hevel, Hamosif Hevel, so the heat is going to increase as time progresses into Shabbos. And then we're concerned, you may come to the matmin with a more effective kind of material that involves gechalim, and then you may come to be mechate those gechalim. It sounds like the concern is that if you're being matmin b'davar hamosif hevel, so you're going to be using material for that hadmana that may cause you to be mechatab gecholim once Shabbos begins. You're going to set up a situation, Erev Shabbos, where you have your pot that is surrounded with these gecholim, not for purposes of cooking them, but for purposes of increasing the heat, of insulating them to be mosif hevel. But the presence of these column alone may come to lead you to be mechata. So even if you're not matmin beremetz, it's still going to be us.
It's interesting. Rashi here goes on to say it's low flow, even if it's fully cooked. Previously, you didn't. It's just
goes back to the discussion. Right.
Rashi defining Sershim Yechata here is about Bishol and Ahavar, or is that Mishru? Are you saying Shibol Abashla, trying to cook it, and therefore you can have
that? I think the latter. Because your motivation will be, in a case where it's not in this Bashal Basakar, that you're going to come to the Mivashal.
But the issue will be Havar.
The issue may be Avara, it may also be Bishul, where Bishul is relevant. That's what we explained in general by Shem Yechata, that it likely could account for both, or the concern could be both. The Rambam Perish HaMishnayis, and we'll see the Rambam himself follow the Girsus HaRif, which is the opposite of our Girsus in the Gemara. But But the Rambam Perish HaMishnah is bothered. Why isn't this Xera Xera? The Shema Yama Meremetz, Shema Yechata B'Gachol. Sounds like there are two steps here, that any Adman of Adavar, Moshef Hevel, is Aser, even on Erev Shabbos, lest you come to use Remetz, and that itself is a concern, lest you come to be Mechata B'Gachol. So the Rambam writes, Perish HaMishnah is, da, shezesha amru ein gozrin zera l'gzera, who could go and she yigzer bevzdin ezek zera bezes man, the after afrikach mi yigzer gzera l'osa gzera. So zera gzera is a problem where there's a time delay, where historically there's a single gzera that is promulgated by the Rabbanan, and then later on there goes another gzera up to the original gzera. Aval ima yushtei gzeras beis achas mutter. But if both gzeros are simultaneous, that's okay. V'zeu she'osin tamid, v'zeu inyan amram kulachad gzerahi. Klomar, shemisha gazer gzerah zeh, zu, ra'a shalot tiskayim gzerah zu, elab gzerah cheret, shetachaz agosav tis mechena, lefika gazer shayim v'yach. So the Rambam says that's basically what we mean, kulachad gzerahi, or the lashon of... let's say the Rashi in the beginning of Kalabasar, Ilaf Halo, Kaimaha, that if you don't have, Chazal realized if you didn't have the whole package, then nothing would get off the ground. But the Rambam, Peshav Mishnah, stresses it's not just a function of effect, but it's also a function of time. Meaning in the other Rishonim, the Ilaf Halo, Kaimaha isn't necessarily time specific. You could have Ilaf Halo, Kaimaha in theory, even if it's a time delay between the two Xeras. But the Rambam very much stresses here the time delay factor, that it has to be something where everything was promulgated in one breath, in one pronouncement. The motivation would be Ilaf Halo Kai Maha, but it has to be at the same time. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about the Xeris Balanim in this context.
Okay.
There was like a little bit of a time delay. They saw this.
And right.
So, you know, we say like one time, it's like, you have to, like, it's sort of, it's not like, you know, one day. It's like over like a tkufa, essentially, is what you see from the Gemara.
If you read this Rama literally, you get the impression that it's mamish at the same time. Your aura is a good aura. I don't think the Rama addresses that. But yeah, here, just if you read, again, this is in translation. Sorry. Don't know the Arabic or couldn't read it, but the impression you get from the translation of the Rambam is that the specific time is critical for defining something as a Xero Xero or Kulachad Xero. The Tosas Rid also addresses this. Tosas Rid, Lamadal and Amibes, Xero Shema Yamim Beremetz. So the Lush the Rid, it's a little terse, but he says, V'lo ha'v'gzeir l'gzeira, k'dit parish p'reish pirka, d'remetz lo nesar machmas dover acher, el'taima ba'atzmo shami yachata. It's not that we aser the remetz for another reason, that itself is because of Shema Yechata. The Hilka Kigas Rinan, Kol Mosef Hevel, Mishum Remetz, Lo Yikra Gzeira L'Gzeira. So when we go around any Dover HaMosef Hevel, even not Remetz, that's not called Gzeira L'Gzeira. Not exactly sure what he means. Again, remetz lo nesar machmas davar acher elatayim ba'atzmo shem yichata. The reason we ask the remetz isn't for any external reason, but fundamentally because you may come to be mechata. So you can't be matmin beremetz lest you come to be mechata. Hilka ki gazrin on kol mosif hevel mishum remetz. Therefore, even if we aser hatmana with non-remetz, lo yikra gzeira l'gzeira. That's still not called Zera L'Zera. So it's a little chasim in a sefer.
I think what he's saying is Zera L'Zera means There's an independent Gzeira A, then there's an independent Gzeira B. Each one has its own, but Remez is sort of just a way to get the Shemi Echata, so it's not its own independent Gzeira. That's what I thought.
But still, why? So why do we aser non-remets?
Well, it's because it might lead to Shemi Echata.
He doesn't spell that out. He says the reason for the iser remets is Shemi Echata, and therefore when we aser non-remets also, that's not a zero zero. So I presume he means some kind of ilav halo kai maha. But I'm not exactly sure how to read it. Okay. So if you look at the riff on Daf Yudal and Mibes Daf Pei Riff, Tor quotes it. You might have seen it there. The riff had a different gears than our Gemara, basically switching the reasoning of Davar Hamamed Hevel and Davar Hamosef Hevel. So the riff has basically that the reason you can't be matnin the Davar Hamosef Hevel is because of Shema Yartiach, which is what our Gemara explains the reason for Mamed Hevel and Shabbos. The riff says his gears is the reason you can't be Mamed, the reason you can't be Ma'amim b'davar ha-mosef ha-lin erashav is a shema yarsiach. And the reason that you can't be ma'amim b'davar she'ena mosef hevel on Shabbos is shema yamim b'remet v'asi lach tuye b'gachal. So the riff basically switches the reasons that we have in our Gemara. And that is the basis of the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. Ramayis Halacha Beis, min adin hayashet tomnin b'davar hamosif hava b'bayom b'yishara tapshel tamim b'shabbos. So on a mikra din level, min haTorah, we should have said that there's no restriction on being matmin b'davar hamosif hava on erev Shabbos. Leave it there all Shabbos. Sherei Mashal Gabi Ish B'Shabbos. Why should that be any different than Shehiya, which is Mutter? Aval Asu Chachamim Lahatmim Dover Mosif Havim Bodyom Zera Shema Tartia Chakadera B'Shabbos. Nevertheless, Chazal Asur Datmana B'Dover HaMosif Hevel on Er Shabbos. Why? Shema Tartia Chakadera B'Shabbos. Lest it heat up on Shabbos. The Yitzarech Legalosa Ad Shetanu Acharisicha, and you'll have to uncover it to mitigate the effect of the resicha. The Yachzur Yichasa B'Shabbos, and then you'll cover it again. The Nimsa Tomein B'Davar Hamosif Hevel. The Shabbos Shuasa. Then you'll end up being matmin the davar hamosif hevel on Shabbos. So presumably, the Girsa Lefaneinu was Shema Yar Siach. So Rashi understood Shema Yar Siach as you will do an action. You will, for Rashi, be Mevashel. As Rashi adds in a step that's not Mefurish in the Gemara here, right? Right? The way Rashi has a Gemara, Mimneima Amru Ein Tomim Darvashena Masif Heva Mishach Hashecha. Meaning, you may come to find that the pot is cooled off, and you will do an action to heat it up. That's Zera Shema Yarsiach. Now, the Rambam apparently understood, aside from the fact that in the Rif Girsa, Shema Yarsiach is explaining the Isser of Hatmana B'davar Ha Mosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos. But the Rambam understood that the Shema Yarsiach is going on the action of the pot, not the action of the person. That we're worried, Zeva Shema Tartiach HaKadera. So I don't know if the Rambam had a Girsa of Tartiach, but Yarsiach, the Rif has Yarsiach, right? If we're talking about the pot, it should have been Tarsiach, which is what the Rambam has. So I don't know if the Rambam had a different gears on that line in the Gemara. But the Rambam understood that it's not Yarsiach, it's Tarsiach, that we're worried that maybe the Kedera itself, if you're going to do such a good job insulating a Bedavar HaMosef Havel and Erev Shabbos, then it's going to get too hot. And you're going to have to do something to minimize the heat. So you're going to uncover the pot. And then you're going to cover it again, which would be a problem of Atman Bedavar HaMosef Havel on Shabbos itself. Then the Rambam has a line that the Raivid can't get over. Lefikach mutter lehatmin the davar hamosif hevel bein hashmashos. So you're allowed to be matmin the davar hamosif hevel bein hashmashos. Shestam kederas bein hashmashos kvar rasku v'nachu mi ba'abuan. They're not boiling anymore. V'kevin shenachu shuv ein roasting. And they're not going to boil anymore once they calm down. So it's usher to be matmin bedavra hamosif hevel and erev Shabbos. It's usher to be bedavra hamosif hevel and erev Shabbos. It's usher to be matmin bedavra hamosif hevel and Shabbos. But ben hashmashos is mutter. That's the ride they can't get over. Then let's just see halacha gimel. V'chem in adin hayalit manatav shabudavar she'ena mosif hevel l'shabbos atzmo. Also, mikra adin, there shouldn't be have been any problem in doing an matav davar hamamid hevel on Shabbos. Aval asru chachamim davar zeh gizei rashem ayatmin beremetz. Maybe you're going to do that at mana beremetz. V'yeh bo nitzotzo seshal esh v'nim sachos avigachalim. It's true that the Rambam is following the Girsa Sagonin. Aval ha-perish shelo mekulkel biyoser. V'kachu ha-perish lezos ha-girsa. V'davar ha-mosif. Means even if you're forced into the Rif Girsa, but you still didn't have to say what the Rambam says. V'davar ha-mosif gazru v'afil mebod yom gzeira shema yarsiach perish. Came into Admin Medavra Hamosif, Gali Daite Dirosea Kabaile Lorsa, that if you're being Matmin Medavra Mosif Havelin Erev Shabbos, you're being Megaladas, that you want it to be hot come Shabbos. The Zimnin, the Pasik Rishe, Mishum de Arakzimne, Umar Seach, Le Mishach Hashecha. And maybe it's going to cool down and you're going to heat it up again, like Rashi. And even if you understand that the, like the Gersus Arif, that the concern of the Isser of Davar HaMosef HaLener Shabbos is Shema Yarsichena, but it's not Yarsichena like the Rambam says, it's Yarsichena that you may come to do an action on Shabbos to heat it up. Ihachi Bein HaShmashis Nami Litzar Davar Shena Mosef. The Kevan the Shaha Milahatmin Mechsi Dirasech Kabayla Orsa. If that's the case, then you read the next line of the Gemara that Bein HaShmashis also should be Aser even B'davar She'eino Mosef Hevel. I'm related to Amki Davis, I'm with Tumanus Bein HaShmashis Roskul Spain, so not worried that you may come to be Mosef Hevel. So the Ravid says that even according to the Gersus Arif, the correct way to understand it is that Ereshav is an Iser of Bimamim B'davar HaMosef Hevel. That is the Bimamim B'davar Mosef Hevel extends through Bein HaShmashis and into Shabbos. The Yisr B'mamim B'davar HaMamid Hevel, that's only on Shabbos, not Bein HaShmashis. And the worst question was, why aren't we concerned about Mamim B'davar HaMamid Hevel Bein HaShmashis as well? Yeah.
How do you understand the Xira Shemi Yamim B'remetz by Davar She'in B'davar She'in Mosef Hevel?
I mean, why isn't that Xira Xira?
No. Meaning Remetz is a Davar HaMosef Hevel. So why are we making Xira and a Davar She'ino Mosef Hevel onto Davar HaMosef Hevel? If that's the concern, the low Kigirsa Sarif, it makes sense because it's Davar Mosef Hevel and Remetz is Davar Mosef Hevel. Kigirsa Sarif, the Davar She'ino Mosef Hevel, why is that going to be mistaken, let's say, for Davar HaMosef Hevel, i.e. Remetz?
So is it clear that for the Rif, Remetz is the Davar HaMosef Hevel?
No, maybe not.
So I was assuming that according to the Rif, Remetz is the Davar Mamed Hevel, not the Davar HaMosef Hevel.
Does that make sense to say, though, if there's a Xerah Shem Yechata, if I definitely has fire, that's something that can be stoked.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's... Does that have to mean it's Mosef Hevel? I mean, I was bothered by your question. That's why I assume maybe that that's Davar Mamed Hevel, but you're saying, can you have a Davar Mamed Hevel if they're really, well, no, because anyway, meaning as we saw, at least the Rosh understood that the concern by Davar Mamed Hevel is Shem Yechad to be the fallen. So apparently even by something that's Mamed Hevel, there's a possibility of Chitay, right?
Because I thought we were saying that he was talking about the fire underneath the pot, no? I mean, no.
No, so the concern is that, well, yes, but if you're Ma'amin B'davar Ha Ma'amin Hevel, you may then come to stoke the coals underneath. Right, the Davar Ma'amin Hevel is not the coal. So you're saying Remetz is, by definition, those are coals. Is it possible that they're compromised coals that would only be Mamed Hevel, but we're still concerned that you may come to be Mechata them to increase them, to lighten them up.
In general, meaning, I guess you're saying in their current state, they're not adding Hevel.
Right.
But if you did feed them, maybe they could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And look around. I was bothered by your question. I kind of assume maybe according to the Rif, it's considered Mamed Hevel, not Mosef Hevel. But I could be totally wrong. But let me know if you figure that out. So what is Pshat in the Rambam? I have two questions in the Rambam. Number one, the way the Rambam constructs the Gezerah of Moshe Tavlin Erev Shabbos is that you're not allowed to be Ma'amim Medaber Moshe Erev Shabbos, Tavlin Erev Shabbos, lest you come to a situation where the pot's going to get so hot on Shabbos, you're going to have to uncover it, and then you're going to cover it up again in a way that's Moshe Hevel. And what's the Isser of Hatmana the Davar HaMosef Hevel and Shabbos itself? Right, the Rambam explains that a Davar HaMamid Hevel is also about on Shabbos lest you come through Mechata. Right? So Davar HaMosef Hevel presumably there's no less of a concern, or there shouldn't be any less of a concern by a Davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos that you may come through Mechata than by a Davar HaMamid Hevel. Right? Is that reasonable? If you're worried about Shemi Yechata B'Chalab on Shabbos by Davar HaMamid Hevel, then you should definitely be worried about Shemi Yechata on Shabbos by Davar HaMosef Hevel on Shabbos itself.
Why should you be worried about Hatmana B'Davar HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos then?
No, I'm talking about Shabbos itself. On Shabbos itself, if the reason that you can't be Ma'amin B'Davar HaMamid Hevel is Shemi Yechata B'Chalab, then we should also be worried about Shemi Yechata B'Chalab on Shabbos itself by Davar HaMosef Hevel. Is that right?
Would you say that even for our Gerson?
Well, our Gerson's part and parcel of the.
No, it's for the Rambam's, not for the Rambam's Gerson, it's obvious.
Right.
But what about for our Gerson? Is the whole Zeira Shemei Yersia, so is there necessarily Zeira Shemei Yechata?
If you understand Shema, well, so some understand, the Rosh understands Shemei Yersia is Shemei Yechata. But if you assume like Rashi that it's Shema Yevashel,
you don't need to say that though, because we're saying a low gara Davar HaMosef Hevel,
right?
Davar Shemei Yosef Hevel. But in our Girsa, the concern of Davar HaMosef Hevel is already Shema Yechata. So we don't need to extrapolate from
Davar. Right, and we're just explaining why there's an Isser Moshe Hevel in Erev Shabbos in our Girsa. In the Yerusha Lefaneinu, we need to come on to Shemi Yamim Remes, Shemi Yechata, to explain why there's an Isser of Matmin B'davra Mosef Hevel in Erev Shabbos. Right? Gemara says in the Yerusha Lefaneinu, the reason that you can't be Matmin B'davra Mosef Hevel in Erev Shabbos, even though it's Erev Shabbos, is you make Hadri Matmin Remes, and then you make Hadri Mechata on Shabbos. Right? According to our Yerusha, why is it Usher to be Matmin B'davar Ha Mosef Hevel on Shabbos itself? That's probably also Shem Yechata, right? But so let's go in the Rambam. It's in the Rambam, presumably on Shabbos itself, the reason that you can't be Matmin B'davar Ha Mosef Hevel on Shabbos itself is Shem Yechata, right? So what's the Rambam saying? That you can't be Ma'amin B'davar Mosef Hevel in Erev Shabbos because the pot may get too hot on Shabbos, and you're going to take the cover off, and you're going to put the cover back on, and putting the cover back on is going to be an act of Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel, which is going to be also because of Shemi Yechata. Is that a zero zero? Is that also a cool chad zero? Okay. And the Magen Mishnah, by the way, is explicit that in the Girsas Arif, Rametz is a davar hamamid hevel. We just said. Now, take a look at the Lech HaMishnah and Lech HaBeis. The other problem with the Rambam is that it's a Mishnah Mufereshes that if you have something that's Mutman where the cover falls off, you can put the cover back on. So what's the whole concern over here that putting it back on is going to be a Man of Davar Mosav Hevel? So as the Lech HaMishnah asked briefly in the Lech HaBeis, in Tamar Ki Chaso San Mai Have, HaKas Rebbeinu LeKaman V'Shinus Galu Mutar LeChaso San V'Yishlamar, now that Mishnah that we'll get to, the heter of reinserting the kisoy or the davar ha matmin, that's only be davar she'ena mosif hevel. But oh, it's in a skala machmas asma, or if it goes off on its own. Al kishuba asma gila maser. But oh, it should be davar mosif hevel. The guys are coming, they shall lo yavo la hersichena ala eish, kvashikasa for ramen pesha vishnayis, the mishim hachi aser. That recovering something that's a davar mosif hevel, there the concern is you may come to do bishul, essentially. So that's more than shami yichata, right? So Lech HaMishnah, this isn't what he's coming to answer, but it sounds like he's saying toch his answer, what emerges is that for the Rambam, covering a pot be'ofen that's mosif hevel on Shabbos isn't just a concern of shami yichata, but is that you may come to bishul. What does that mean that you make on the bishul? Or let's go back to Rashi. Rashi said, "Shema the yarsichan." The concern is you're going to see that the pot cooled off, and you're going to engage in bishul. So what exactly are you going to do? Yarsichan atchila v'nimsa mevasha b'shabbos. What does the word mean for Rashi? Yarsichan atchila. What are you going to do? You're not gonna light a flame. That's not bishul. That's avara. Are you gonna be mechater b'chalim? That's also havara.
Are they over an existing flame?
I'm sorry.
Are they over an existing flame?
Are you gonna move it onto a different flame? This was already. Maybe that's what it means. As if you're going to be matmin b'davar ha mamid havel, and it cools off, you may put it on another flame. So that's what yarsichena means. You will heat it up by putting it on another flame. So that's still a. So let's read the Rambam the way the Lech HaMishnah did. So Asur Chachamim Lahamim Medaber Mosif Helm Bo Yom Gzer Hashem Atartiyach Hagder B'Shabbos V'Yisarach L'Galosa Ad Shetenuach HaRasicha. So you're going to uncover it in order to let the boiling die down. The Yachsev Yichasa B'Shabbos. And then you're going to cover it again. The Nimsa Tomein Bedavar Hamosif Havel, which is Usser, lest you come to put it back on a flame. So then the Rambam says it's usur to be matmim bedavar ha mosif havel on erev Shabbos, lest you have a situation where you're going to have to uncover the pot on Shabbos and then cover it up again. That's Iker Chaser if the real concern is you're going to put it back on the fire.
So we're going to introduce this Shema Yartiyah concern at that point in the Lacha Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rambam already defined Shema Yartiyah as it appeared in the Gemara as something totally different. Then why would that Lashon suddenly be introduced there and need something different?
Good. Okay, so let's try to work on this for next time. Take a look at the Or Sameach here, if you haven't yet, who I think tries to deal with some of these issues in the Rambam. But again, just to chazer, what's the relationship in the Rambam between the various steps of the Gzeira of Hatman B'davar Amosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos? What's on the Rambam against the Rivas Kasha? How is it that Yitachein, that there's a heter of being a mamid of a mamid hevel, but most of hevel ben hashmashas, but not before, not after. And then also, is there any way of understanding that Ramis is still a dover ha most of hevel for the Rambam? The Magavish we just saw says not the way, and that's what I thought you have to understand in the Riff and the Rambam. Okay, so let's try to work on those for next time. I had planned on getting a lot further today. I apologize, kind of got sidetracked by this Rambam. And then we'll talk about Hatmana B'miksas. I'll send you more Marmakamos on. That's both the beginning of Reish Gimel, which we glossed over the Hatmana pieces on in Reish Gimel, but there's a little bit there related to Mechalokas Mechaber about Hatmana B'miksas in the beginning of Reish Gimel, and then the end of Reish Zion. You take a look at the at the Mishnah Brus in both places. And then I expect that we should be able to finish up at Mana next week. And then move on.